It's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This thing is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
That was loud. Jeez. Almost went deaf for a minute there. You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Smith Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Hope you guys are having a wonderful Sunday, because I most certainly am, in spite of me having a horrible headache. You know what? I'm praying for the weekend, I believe. But I got a special guest in the studio returning once again, Mr. Howard.
Hey, what's going on?
Everything.
Good to be here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a great time this weekend. I want to say thank you to everyone who came out to the late night laser tag, because I don't know about you, but I had a mother effing ball. Even though it was hot as all hell after running around inside of the laser tag war zone. Got to give a shout out to the green team. Let me finish. Mm. I'm going to give you a moment. Let me give a shout out to the green team. It took us a while to get there, but we finally ended up victorious in the last game. I think we had some faulty equipment, but that's just me. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. So kudos to the green team for that late win. We had some people who indulged in some adult beverages prior to arrival. I think they might have overindulged. So we had some people that had some negative scores. Okay. So I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah. But it was really fun. I think I lost 30 pounds last night, the way that I was sweating.
Especially with the red team dominating. It was a great time.
As you can see, Howard was on the red team. Whatever.
It was all victories.
What's up to the red team? Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll say this. Y'all only won when I stopped playing. I'm just saying. I sat out a game and victory for you.
Yep.
Congratulations. Clap it up for you.
Yep. I'm gonna take those kudos. But yeah, thank you guys once again for coming to Late Night Laser Tag. We had a great time. Also, we talked about it last week, and I'm pressed to talk about it again, because I went to Cancun, had a blast there too. I'm still not completely back mentally. You know, I'm all over the place. I still haven't even unpacked, which is terrible. I have got to unpack. I got to stop living out of a suitcase. Actually, I'm wearing like my Cancun gear right now, because it's a little warm in the studio. So I got on my Cancun pool gear, so I'm blinding Howard here. Sorry, sir.
That's fine. We good.
Sorry about that. But yeah, if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you're a regular, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us, because here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly, because sometimes, just sometimes, dating can be ugly. And speaking of ugly dating, check out the website, thisdateisover.com. It's where you can post your bad date stories and relationship woes. Because we all have them. I know I'm not the only one that's had a bad date. So check out our latest blog post. It's called Drew. thisdateisover.com/Drew. It's hilarious. Check it out. Post your comments on the website. Let me know if you've ever been in that situation before. You know, thisdateisover.com/Drew. Now, we got some other events coming up. We're trying to decide. I think we might do a happy hour. I don't know. Maybe, perhaps.
Happy hour is always good.
Yeah, I like happy hour. But whatever. Stay tuned. So make certain you check out thisdateisover.com. for more details, and once again, post your bad date stories and relationship woes. Now, tonight we're talking about nice guys. Tonight's topic is you're not that nice, because a lot of people subscribe to the notion that nice guys finish last, and that is what we're going to be discussing tonight. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can also tweet me at Date Is Over and like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And I forgot to mention that we are also on Instagram at Date Is Over. So it's the same as Twitter and Instagram at Date Is Over. I want to know, do you believe the nice guys really finish last? So once again, the number is 301-560-6992. Now, I've got to get into some music first. You know, we just lost a legend, the great Bobby Womack. So I'm going to play one of my favorite Bobby Womack songs. Now, I don't know if it was that popular on the airwaves, but
doesn't matter.
It's a song that my dad and I tend to enjoy, because it's a true song. It's called Nobody Wants You When You're Down and Out. Because that's a true story for some. Because when you are living low, your friends gone. Yeah. Yep. But when you are living large, everybody wants to be your friend. So keep it right here on the flow. I'm going to play some Bobby Womack. Nobody wants you when you're down and out.
Asking if I listen, maybe not pay attention. I look her in her eyes when she's speaking her mind. I remember my temper, or never compliment her, or never call her back and be late all the time. Nah, I need to just keep on looking. A nice girl is hard to find, yeah. But when I find first one she turning down. Now she's falling in love.
Look down at your phone. You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
That this hour of the day, but in the morning the sun would seem a lifetime away.
Listening to The State is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Also got Howard in the studio. What's up, Howard?
Gia.
Yeah. Did you give me the MC8 right there?
I mean, I do a little bit.
And the cake goes blip, blip. Gia. I used to love me some MC8. Yeah. Don't let the smooth taste fool you. I was all into gangster music in college.
You had to be. That's when you were living that thug life.
Yeah, I was thugged out at Frostburg State University. That's how we roll in the mountains, son. Say that ish in Frostburg and in Cumberland. Allegheny County. Getting the snowball fight. Right in the face.
The Howard University snowball fights. Dudes was getting hurt. It was bad business.
Frostburg, yeah. We had snow like year round, so it wasn't a game. But anyways, you just heard music from 88 Keys. The song was Nice Guys Finished Last. Right before that was Eric Roberson with Mr. Nice Guy. And I started the night off with music from the late great Bobby Womack. Nobody wants you when you are down and out. Mm. Yes. So tonight we are talking about nice guys. You're Not That Nice is the name of tonight's show. So, nice guys. Keep in mind the number to the studio, 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. Don't be afraid. Give us a call. But, Howard.
Yes.
Nice guys. I hear a lot of guys saying that nice guys finish last. So, what constitutes a nice guy? What is the DNA of a nice guy?
So here's the problem with that theory. That theory is highly based on dudes that don't have the confidence level to really approach women. So you could be nice. Like, I consider myself a nice dude.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if I see something, and I'm going to go for that. But a lot of
see
nice
it,
dudes
want
will,
it. You won't,
you feel me?
You
I'm a hunter-gatherer. You feel
so
me?
So what like, is the DNA? What is the makeup of a nice guy? Because I think a lot of people get, you know, they, when they say nice guy, they think of someone like Steve Urkel. That's who they, okay. That's like the poster child of a nice guy, who's like a super nerd, who's super nice, who would do anything, and is a nuisance.
We really need to get away from that vision, though, of the nice guy. That's a nerd. That's a geek. That's all that. But a nice guy, like I said, I'm a nice guy, and I'm a nerd at times, but at the same time, like, you feel me, I'm a very confident young man. I can go out and have a conversation with a woman and not be intimidated or scared off just from not being able to maintain a conversation, different things like that. So I think a lot, like I said, we have a terrible image of what a nice guy is.
Yeah, I think the image is a nice guy is a pushover.
Yeah.
A nice guy has no backbone. A nice guy has no confidence. That's why I use Steve Urkel as the poster child, because that's what these guys seem to mm-hmm. think, or mm-hmm. they think that because... I don't even know how to articulate it. I just lost my train of thought. But yes, I think that they look at Steve Urkel, and when you say nice guy, I don't want a nice guy like that. Or, but women do want a nice guy, in my opinion.
I mean, it gets to a certain point. Everyone finds themselves at different stages in their life. I mean, especially when you're younger, high school, college, you do find a lot of them looking for a little bit more of a thug, because they've been right. around that. They educate right. themselves and whatever.
I think so it comes in stages.
Yeah, yeah.
Because even when you're in elementary school through high school, the person who is quote unquote nerd is not who you want to be
at all.
They're not very popular.
Yeah.
They are into their schoolwork. They are, you know, taking their education seriously more so than hanging out and having fun.
Yep.
So that person gets overlooked because they don't stand out. Mm-hmm. They might be a bit of a wallflower, or maybe you just don't notice them because
they play the background.
Right, they play the background. That's the role that they play.
Yeah.
So once you get older, your taste changes.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, from a child to adulthood, your palate changes.
Yeah.
I didn't like sweet potatoes growing up. I didn't even like macaroni and cheese growing
What's
up.
What's wrong with you?
Exactly. Now, I love it. I didn't like okay. apple pie growing up, but as my palate matured, I love apple pie.
Yeah, no.
Especially my mother's apple pie.
Okay.
She makes the best apple pie, hands down.
I will never. Next, invite me again. Bring some apple pie, and we can take
okay.
that to a test.
I will never order apple pie at a restaurant willingly.
Wow.
Because okay. of my mother's apple pie.
Okay. Must be nice.
And quick apple pie story, completely off the subject. I took my niece out a couple years ago for her birthday because I missed her birthday party at the work.
Mm.
So
great.
We went
nice.
To a restaurant. I said, you know, let's get some dessert after, you know, after our meal. She said, ooh, they have pie. And I had to pull her aside. I said, baby, I know you love pie. I said, but it doesn't taste like grandma's pie.
I was going to say.
She said, no. I said, and she told the waiter. She said, you know what? No, thank you on the pie.
Wow.
Right. Because grandma's pie is that serious. But let me backtrack. So
yeah.
going back to the nice guys.
Mm-hmm.
What is the DNA of a nice guy? You said confidence.
No, that's not the DNA. That's the opposite. You're talking about my image of a nice
right.
guy. No, I don't think confidence is a part of the DNA. I just
of
feel
a
like
nice
it's
guy?
Someone, no, it's not.
It's not? It's, so what is a part of the DNA of a nice guy?
A nice guy is somebody who's very willing to listen, is very empathetic, sympathetic even. I don't even know. That's a great question, and I need a moment.
Empathetic.
Yeah.
Sympathetic.
Yeah. Very caring, thoughtful.
Thoughtful, yes.
Believes that chivalry is not dead.
Chivalrous, yes.
Yeah, chivalrous. There you go. That's a word of the day. Chivalrous.
Mm-hmm.
And more things around that line. You always get me on the spot. Like, give me a second.
Now, when I think of a nice guy, you know, I try to think of, you know, who is somebody that people can actually relate to. Like I said, a lot of people think when they say nice guy, you think Steve Urkel, but I think President Obama.
Yeah. Okay.
I think Will Smith.
Yeah.
I think
Nick Cannon.
Maxwell.
Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
I
think those kinds of guys. Like they're smart.
Mm.
They can dress. Well, President Obama's street clothes ain't that great. But you know,
he wears mom jeans sometimes.
Yeah, he does wear mom jeans, but that's part of his generation and his age group right now. So that's the kind of things that they do.
Okay.
Yeah, he wears his dad jeans. But I try to think of guys who kind of epitomize, you know, or represent niceness or being a gentleman.
Yeah.
I think that's what a nice guy is.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I don't think they're necessarily pushover men. I think they know how to stand their ground, but they do it, you know, with respect.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what my vision is of a nice guy. What is your vision of a nice guy? Peeps out there. Did I just say peeps? Like
you
I
said
was,
peeps.
I said
like
peeps.
It's Easter. And
right.
We got a little mark.
Sorry.
On those.
My people out there, the number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. Now, going back to the image of a nice guy. a lot of times when I see guys say that they come in last, like, oh, you know, they go to the extreme, and that's what I don't understand. This because a woman doesn't want them per se.
Yeah.
They go off and say, well, she doesn't like nice guys. She wants a guy who's a thug or who beats her and who disrespects her. And that annoys me.
No,
get a hold of yourself, number one, sir.
Yeah. You got to get to a point in your life where you're confident in what you got. And you got to know that people ain't going to, everybody not going to feel you. Like, I had a young lady come to me and say, you're cute and this, that, and the third, but you don't wear Tim's, so I can't rock with you. And I'm just like, well, that makes you stupid, but I don't wear Tim's. This was freshman year at Howard. Wow. She's from New York. I'm from Cali, so I never had a reason to own Tim's. But she was just like, oh, if you rock Tim's, like, I can get down with you. And I was like, okay, well, you just continue moving on, because that was stupid. So, I mean, it's to each their own, but at the same time, you got to know what you got. And if you offering something, then some people ain't going to like you. Everybody ain't going to like you, but you're going to find somebody that got what you want, and they're going to see the same thing in you, and then you can keep it moving.
And that's an important point that you made. Everybody is not going to like you, and you are not for everybody. You are not everybody's cup of tea. Newsflash, I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I know. Yeah. It is what it is. I've been in situations where, you know, the person thought, you know, I was great, but we just weren't a match.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And the same with guys. I've gone out with guys, and it just, there was no spark for me. I've gone out with beautiful men, and it's just, you know what? Yeah. He's nice. He's smart. He's, you know, he just doesn't do it for me. We just don't mesh. And
now, was that you being picky, or was that a genuine just?
It was a genuine.
Okay. But sometimes that happens. Where
I think when,
like,
I was younger, I was a lot.
It doesn't fit my list. You don't have such A, B, and C, and you might let go of a good dude off the strength of your criteria list that might be out of line.
I mean, I know I've let go of good dudes in the past. I'm not going to sit up here and act like I have not. But it was because I was not at a stage where I was ready to accept them.
Yeah.
So I wasn't ready. They might have been perfect and great, but I wasn't perfect and great for them.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't, you know, bring them into a relationship when I knew that I wasn't going to respect them the way they needed to be respected.
But people don't do that. People don't have the wherewithal to say, I'm being selfish or whatever it is that you're being, and let me step back away from the situation. They'll look at it like, you are a good dude, I'm going to just rock with you because I know this is what I should be doing, even though I'm not really feeling it right now.
And I have a hard time doing it. If I'm not feeling it, I'm not going to do it. Of course, I didn't have the wherewithal at that particular moment to say, you know what, I'm not ready because I don't have X, Y, and Z. It's just like, I just wasn't feeling the situation.
Okay.
It took me a long time to realize, like, you know what, this just wasn't, you know, the timing was not right for me.
Yeah. You got to be grown.
That's
and
true.
And grown does not mean 30 plus.
No,
it
doesn't.
I just want people to know that. Like, your age does not make you grown. Please understand that. What was our word of the week last week? Introspection?
Yes, introspection.
You got to be introspective.
A lot of people, when I come across the quote-unquote guy who thinks he's a nice guy who's been overlooked, is that he doesn't realize that he's very annoying. I said this before because we've covered this topic in the past. You know, I met a guy in my old building. It's actually a blog about it. I forgot what it's called off the top of my head.
Okay.
I wrote it a long time
ago. Look it up.
But, nice guy. I was on a condo association. I helped him get out of a jam. Wasn't a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
I called him to let him know. Called for my cell phone, let him know that, you know, everything's good to go. You should be fine.
Okay.
Left it at that. So he decided to continue to call me afterwards.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, I'm like, can I help you with something?
He was trying to get on.
Yeah, he was trying to get on.
Yeah.
And I let him know I wasn't interested.
Okay. How did you let him know that?
I told him, I said, I'm not interested in.
He was straight with.
Right. Okay. I said, I'm not interested in, you know, us dating, and I'm not comfortable dealing with somebody where I live.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
worse than dating a coworker.
Yeah.
So I told him that, you know, I appreciate, you know, the offer, mm-hmm. but I will respectfully decline. He didn't take no for an answer. You know, he was showing up at my door.
Oh.
The dude, although this was slick, he sent me 2 dozen roses. That was slick. I'll give him that.
Okay.
But I told him, so, you know, I can't accept these roses. You know, I appreciate the gesture, but this does not change the fact that I'm not going to date you.
He's putting his A game up, though.
He was trying.
Shut it down?
He was trying, but I just was not interested. And he just would not let it go. He was, you know, calling me all the time. you know, sending me messages. I'm like, dude, I told you I am not interested. But I'm a nice guy. I don't care. You're not being nice right now. You're being a stalker.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, so, showing up at the door is unacceptable. Yeah. Like, you lose. Even if he had a chance.
I put my shank in my bra one time. Like, look, I'm not messing with this. Like, what does he keep showing up for?
Wow.
So I had to
change the number.
No, I had to threaten him with the police.
Ooh,
I had to, you know, tell him, like, look, if you call here one more mother effing time, because the first three times I was nice to you.
And it was just on some casual. He didn't even try and call and, like, have a fake reason, like, I need somebody to come check out such and such.
No fake reason.
He don't know what he's doing then.
And after I finally told him off, he left me a note on my door saying that I was mean to him and all he wanted to do was take me out.
And he thinks he's a nice guy. That's the reason we have this bad vision of nice guys, because dudes like that are going around telling everybody, I'm this nice guy and she's crazy and don't want me and something's wrong with her. Like, no, sir. You gotta know you.
You need to understand boundaries. If a person says they don't like you, move on to the next. Yeah. And I think a lot of guys, these quote unquote nice guys, they stay so, you know, they have this tunnel vision where they're so focused on this one person. I have got to get her, but they don't even see that the person right next to them is the one that they're that's interested in them, that has a mutual attraction to them.
You got a bad joint. Your best friend is bad, probably. I guarantee you, all these nice guys out here, they got a sexy best friend that's looking at them.
And he's looking at this other chick that does not give two craps about him. And another story about a nice guy. When I did the launch party for thisdateisover.com in 2012, I happened to be on an online dating website at that time.
Okay.
There was a guy who sent me messages. I never responded. Did not like the guy because, you know, I went to his page. He seemed corny and I just wasn't attracted to him.
Okay.
So I never responded, but this guy decided to look me up on Facebook. Found me.
Okay.
And he saw on my page that I was going to attend an event, the thisdateisover.com event. We had a mutual friend, and I saw that he RSVP'd for my event. So I contacted this friend asking, you know, how do you know this guy? Did you tell him about my event? She was like, I don't even talk to him. And no, I did not invite him to your event.
Wow.
So long story more boring, he ends up showing up to my event, and he followed me around. My first one to arrive. He followed me around, but I did let people know ahead of time, like, this guy is coming to my event.
Uh-huh.
This is how he found about it. Look out for me, because I didn't want to be rude and send him an email and said, don't come to my event. I was like, you know what? It is what it is. So he showed up, followed me around, and sniffed me.
Oh.
I didn't know that he sniffed me. Somebody told me. He was, like, behind me.
So what is it about you that's attracting these guys?
I don't know.
Is this a normal occurrence for women?
He asked me out at least six times at the event. I told him no. He sent me two or three emails after the event, and I still turned him down.
Oh, my God.
But he thought that, you know, I'm a nice guy. I cannot believe that she doesn't like me. What do you mean that you don't like me? I am a nice guy. Why won't you let me take you out?
We need, like,
but he couldn't understand that he was very annoying, and if that's effing weird and stalker-ish.
We gotta let these dudes know that they're crazy, and
they are crazy.
They need some guidance.
And Howard is
going to... Is he listening to the show right now?
I hope so. I hope so.
None of these things that you're doing are acceptable.
It's not attractive.
I'll put on a little seminar, show you how to approach women.
Howard is going to show
you. And if they don't rock
way.
With you, just keep it moving. There are billions. Matter of fact, especially in this area.
Yes.
Like, there are so
many
bad
women. You have options, honey.
Here. Like, it makes no
sense.
You
have options. So, on to the next. But we got to go to commercial, so keep it right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. The number to reach us is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram @DateIsOver. And like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So, keep it right here on The Flow.
Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I'm Engel, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Of my life, and in the other yours, the daddy of theirs. I play Russian roulette, put this phone to my ear, just to say, yeah, this is mistress. And mentality of she has close to me. He's somewhere in my tears and abandoned me. I lived alone for years, no longer knowing who exactly is me. As I began the punishment for his perfection, my vision, yeah, they lost their direction. My return to innocence was lost them. His ID, you see, I forgot. And instead I saw protection through judgment now. Angels and devils look at that to me.
Peace.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IM Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Just so you know that we are on the air each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Tell your friends about us. Also, download the TuneIn app so you can take us wherever you go. That's TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, all one word. It's a free app in the App Store. Search for The Flow DC, and we are the very first station to pop on the list. And last but not least, run. Don't walk. Run to thisdateisover.com and post your bad date stories and release your woes, because I know I'm not the only person that's had a bad date. We release the blog every Wednesday, and our latest blog is Drew. So check it out. Let me know what you think. Post your comments on the website. We also have a questions page. So let me backtrack. So you got Tune In Sunday, which is a radio show. Make Out Monday. It's the song of the day on Mondays. Tip Tuesday. It's the tip of the week. Blog Wednesday. Of course, the blog. Question Thursday. Post a question on the questions page. And Funny Friday, because I love to laugh. And I tell you, if I could find a man that can make me laugh who's attractive...
So he has to be attractive.
Oh,
it doesn't matter if he can just make you laugh.
Right. He can't just make me laugh. He got to be good looking.
Okay.
You know, I got to have something to look at. If he can make me laugh, good looking, he's a little bit taller than me, I'll be all right.
How tall are you?
I am five. I'm very tall for my age. I'm 5 foot
for
six
your
and
age?
A half.
What?
I am very statuesque.
Okay.
Very tall. And ladies and gentlemen, that's Howard, by the way. He joined us again this Sunday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you just heard music from Quadrant. The song was Impatience, and right before that was Flowetry from their very first album, Mistress, one of my favorite songs by them. But the number to the studio to reach us, because we're talking about nice guys, is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. And going back to nice guys, we said that, you know, we try to go through a list of what a nice guy entails. Like, what is the DNA of a nice guy? A nice guy is willing to listen, he's empathetic, sympathetic, thoughtful, chivalrous.
Yeah.
So let's go over what a nice guy is not.
Okay.
A nice guy is not a stalker.
He's not a stalker.
He is not
a
stalker.
That is not a trait of a nice guy.
A nice guy has a backbone.
He does.
So he's not a wimp.
But
guy is not a sucker.
Yeah, he's not a sucker. But he understands when to flex that backbone. And
right.
When,
he understands when to flex it. He has respect. He understands when to flex it, but he is not a sucker.
Yeah.
A nice guy is not a nuisance.
No. He should not get... Well, he might get on your nerves every now and then.
Everybody's going to get on your nerves, but...
He shouldn't constantly
But the constant badgering...
Yeah.
A nice guy is not a woman beater.
That is... Okay.
I know, right?
That where it is.
Right.
No, he is not. That is not what he is.
A nice guy is not a chump.
Nope. He's not a chump. Oh, man. I feel like that... This is the description of me. Like, I ain't no chump. And I'm a nice guy. So I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I'm... Yeah, keep up with this list. Let me make sure that I can check all my qualifications.
I'm trying to think of anything else. You know, when they say nerd, I don't want to say nerd because I want a guy who's smart.
Yeah, yeah. I consider myself a nerd at times.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I wouldn't say a nice guy isn't a nerd.
Right.
I don't know what else. I mean, I feel like you got a pretty solid list there right now.
So he's not a stalker, he's not a sucker or a chomp, and he's not a nuisance.
No. Yeah.
And he has a backbone. He has confidence. He is a man.
Yeah.
That's keyword man. Women want men.
Yep.
And a nice guy is not soft. I definitely don't want a man who is going to bend over and take it, because I'm supposed to be the one bending over and taking it.
Yeah.
That didn't sound right. Sound kind of crass.
But
that's the reality of the situation.
I
want a man who is a man.
Yeah.
And when I say that, I don't mean that he is a thug.
He's not overbearing.
Not overbearing. But he does the things, you know. I'm all for gender roles.
Yeah, he establishes himself as a man,
right?
But allows you to also be a lady and work that
right.
work that out.
A nice guy is a gentleman. We got to go to commercials soon because they creep around really quickly. But last night before and after laser tag, we went to Hooters and had some food and drink. So I did get some comments and feedback from folks at Hooters. So I'm going to play that for you after we come back from the next break, talking about nice guys and do you think nice guys finish last. Keep in mind the number to reach us in the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over, and also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Nice guys, do nice guys finish last? Some do, everyone doesn't, but like I said, we gotta go to commercial, and right after commercial break I will play some of the comments that I got from you guys at Hooters. Yes, Hooters.
Yep.
They lucky that I didn't wear a low cut top at Hooters, because I would have had a job yesterday.
Because they all would have been disqualified.
Right.
Like, there was
right.
no. There was.
I
was
taking all their tips.
There was Nan Hooter in the building last night.
Not a one.
Not a Nan Nada.
Not a Nan Nada.
No.
Okay. We'll keep it right here on the flow, and we'll be right back.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds? At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Nice guys finish last. What's your name?
My name is Ron, and they definitely finish last. You can't be nice. But girls don't like nice guys.
That's
girls.
Girls don't like corny guys. We like nice guys.
Corny nice guys?
So are you a nice guy?
I can. I'm committed in there. Nice when I need to be. Not
so
nice.
So why do you think nice guys finish last?
Yeah. I see nice guys finishing last.
Are they nice good looking guys? Are they nice corny guys?
I don't know how guys look.
You have eyes. You know how they look.
I have sisters, and the guys they usually deal with are nice guys.
So they're not finishing last day with your sisters, right?
Well, they're not nice guys either.
But I thought you said they were nice guys.
No, I said the guys that deal with are usually not nice guys.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Okay. I'm with Alicia. Alicia, do you think that nice guys finish last?
As a woman, I do not. No. No. I specifically look for a nice guy. Mm-hmm. I don't want an asshole. I don't want anybody like that that's going to stunt on me. I want a nice guy. Somebody who's going to treat me right. So I don't believe that nice guys finish last. I believe that younger women like guys who stunt. Older women like guys who are nicer.
I'm here with Bridge. Bridge, do you think that nice guys finish last?
No, I feel like lame guys finish last. Lame, you're not going to get what you want from her at any time, any place. But nice, sometimes nice guys finish first and over and over and over and over.
So I'm here with Brian. Brian, do you think that nice guys finish last?
Oh, nice guys don't finish last.
Are you a nice guy?
I'm a very nice guy. Mm-hmm. I'm a nice guy.
So what do you think about the guys who say that they finish last?
They're not trying hard enough. They're giving up too easy. You know, they ain't the right person 9 times out of 10.
Do you think that these quote-unquote nice guys are going after people that are out of their league?
Not necessarily. That's a yes and no question. And I feel like there's someone for everybody. So, you know what I mean? Everybody needs to stay in their lane. Some folks are trying to get out of their league, you know. Go with Nash. You know, when you find that person, you know you found that person.
Hello, Shay. Do you think nice guys finish last?
Sometimes.
In what cases?
Like he said, when they quit. like some guys get intimidated, especially by like independent women.
Mm-hmm.
And then, especially if a woman has like a history of dating dudes that may have like street or what I like to call edge. But I'm gonna be honest, if a guy lacks edge, I'm not attracted.
So edge is street, or you mean like
no
swag?
Edge, like.
Yep. Even though like, I don't like that word, but
I hate that word. That's sometimes
yeah.
a new word.
I'm trying to think
more
of a
like,
different one. Well, that je ne sais quoi.
That man thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, you know they the man. Like,
yeah.
That I like.
If yeah, somebody, the
if, like, if a man over. Lets me the walk over. All over him, it's over.
So, JP, do you think that nice guys finish last?
Unfortunately, I do.
Why?
Honestly, I think they choose women that don't appreciate a nice guy. The type of women that nice guys usually gravitate to are women that want to be talked down to, and unfortunately, that's the truth. There are women out there that want to be told what to do and put in their place and all things like that. So I don't think they necessarily date out of their league. It's kind of like a nice girl finishing last.
So I am here with Leticia. Leticia, do you think nice guys finish last?
I give you nice.
I think so. I also think nice girls finish last as well.
How so?
How so? I mean, here I am 30, got a good head on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any kids.
Me neither.
You know, I just feel like nice girls finish last. You know, the ones who, just, you know.
A whore like?
Or her, like, yeah, they have a tendency to get the good ones, and they mistreat them. I don't have any drama. I don't have any issues. I don't have any, like, I'm not the type of girl that has an attitude or anything like that. Brian, quit playing in the background.
I don't know what that dance was.
So what are you doing to put yourself in to a new situation? Are you going out more? What are you doing to meet people?
Honestly, I don't go out.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
not necessarily
no, she don't go out.
Like,
let me go ahead and fade that out. So you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. And as I said to you before, I was going to play you some feedback from the folks at Hooters last night, because that's where we were, eating, drinking, and being merry, and talking about tonight's topic, which is, you know, you're not that nice, i.e. do nice guys finish last? So that was some of the people who were gracious enough to let me record their vocals to come on tonight's show.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm in the studio with Howard, by the way.
Yes, sir.
And I am your host, Miss Marie. And we are coming to you live from the Iron for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. So nice guys finishing last. As we were saying earlier in the show, I think that when you're younger, you know, you go for what's popular. You go for who is, you know, the center of attention and who has that confidence. Because a lot of, you know, guys who aren't as nice tend to have confidence. And they have, I hate to say the word, I hate swag. I really hate that word. But that's the only thing I can think of right now. So I think when we're younger, we gravitate towards that. We gravitate to what's you know, because everybody wants that. Like,
yeah.
I want him or I want her. She's
that,
very popular. She's the popular mean girl.
Head cheerleader.
He's the mean jock.
The
I want him,
yeah.
You know. So we go after people who are maybe not good for us, but we see that it's what everybody wants. And it's a prize kind of thing when you're younger. As you get older and you mature and your palate changes, I think you can kind of see things for what they're worth.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the nerdier guys in high school and maybe in college aren't as fly. But as you take the time to mature and get to know them, you're like, damn, he really is cool. Or she really is cool. She's really down earth. I mean, same with me. Like, people have come up to me years later, like, oh, I always had a crush on you. But I think I was a super nerd in high school.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
I
was always about doing my work. I was a 4.0 student. So
I wasn't
about being, you know, the most popular girl and all that jazz. I was still cute. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
You know, I might have had braces and glasses, but
you weren't cute. Sorry.
Pardon me, I had boyfriends.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I want you to.
My bad.
Yeah, so I was still cute, in my opinion.
Okay.
And I had boyfriends, so clearly they thought I was cute too. But my MO was not to be the most popular person. I don't think I was very cliquish. Even still, I don't think I'm that,
yeah,
you know, I'm a real cliquish person. So it's always interesting to see people after high school. And even like the guys that I really had a crush on in high school, and I see them now, I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? Yeah. Like, ooh, look at him. He is a mess.
I get back to California every now and then, and I see them still in the hometown with a couple of babies with no significant other. Like, ooh, what you been up to? Nothing. Nothing. Don't talk to me. I ain't got nothing to say to you. You done.
Now, I want to go back to Brian. He had made some comments, and I had asked him, you know, I think in a lot of cases, when it comes to this whole nice guy notion, that these guys, and women too, but mostly the guys more so than not, are going after women who are out of their league, who that they, you know, they can't afford. And and I don't mean that from a financial standpoint. It's like, if this is a woman who is all about fitness and her appearance, and you are not, you are a, you know, you dress
the
bummy,
heavy weight lover MC,
you have man boobs, and you know, you can't dress, you haven't had a shape up in 2 months, you looking real scruffy, you cannot afford her.
I feel you.
She is out of your league.
That seems accurate.
So, and I think...
But can you step up in your league, though? Can you step to the next league? If you start working on you and doing all this, that, and third, is that...
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think you can. I think it's areas of improvement for everybody, and we can all step up to the next level. But we have to be the ones willing to make that effort and make that change, because I know guys who would tell me, well, I don't really dress up like that. I don't own a suit. I don't care for suits. I don't care for this. I'm like, okay, then clearly you don't care to get a job that's going to take you to the next level if you don't want to do blue collar work.
Yeah.
Clearly, if you don't have dress up clothes,
you can't go nowhere with me.
If you think the Nike boots are dress clothes, I'm so sorry to inform you that you are not the one.
Nah, not at all.
And it's also with women. I hear, well, I don't really wear makeup. I don't really, you know, like to do stuff to my hair. You know, I just like to wear ponytails, and I don't really dress up. I don't really know how to walk in heels.
I only wear jeans.
I only wear sneakers. Granted, it might be, it's going to be somebody out there for you either way, male or female, but don't expect that you're going to have this gorgeous man who is dressing to the nines when you were looking like Mrs. Frump. That's not sexy. Especially, I mean, look at the history of women or men that these people have dated. And if you don't fall anywhere close to that, it could be problematic. But then at the same time, it might not be. Maybe they need something different. But if you can't even look halfway decent for this person, then I don't know.
You got to be able to get somebody's attention out the gate. And if you can't do that out the gate, like, there's nowhere that the conversation can go that's going to take you there.
And
like,
I say all of this as I'm wearing a headscarf and I have no makeup on in the studio.
Oh, but we've seen you other dressed up, though. Like, so you're good.
But it's a lot of people. I mean, I look a grand mess right now in the studio. But it's people who actually go out dressed the way that I'm dressed, you know, and think that it's cool.
Yeah, I saw some of that.
I'm just not feeling good today because I have a horrible headache and I did not get a good amount of sleep last night. Although I did finally get some sleep during the day today, but I kind of missed the whole day.
We're all beat up in the studio today. I pulled my hamstring today. It's not a good look, but I made it. So.
Yes, thank you for making it. But I got to go back to something that Kiva Diva said to me. And I kind of figure out where I wrote it. It's dark in here because I cut the lights out.
Setting the mood once again.
Yeah, you know me. Setting the mood. I'm trying to keep it romantic. Lord Jesus, where did I write that? Oh, yes. Kiva Diva, whose show is on 6 to 8. You know, wonderful place. She plays some great musical here on the flow. I was talking to her earlier about tonight's topic, and she said something, you know, according to what we're just now talking about. She said, you got to get your attraction factor up.
What?
And that is so important.
What does that mean?
Explain like we were saying, like if you want to attract this kind of person, get on their level or catapult yourself to that level, you know, so that you can be noticed. I'm not saying, you know, go completely far left and start wearing skinny jeans and snakeskin boots, even though please don't do that, period. Don't do snakeskin boots.
But I think men, for the most part, have this down, though. Like, we do this. Like, a dude will change if he find the one that he want. Like, he's gonna step up to the plate. He's gonna do what he needs. A man. Let's go back to that point. Mm-hmm. A man is gonna step up when he needs to. A man is. I don't know if you're dealing with a boy or someone who's trying to. I don't know.
It's hard to hear those nice, not so pleasant things about yourself.
It's very hard.
You know, when you're constantly being rejected, and that's another thing I need to point out. I guess I'll point out during my rant and raving. brave is that I know a lot of guys have heard, well, I don't want to date you because you're too nice. A woman who says that to you does not really mean that. She's just trying to find a nice way to say that I am not attracted to you. Yeah. I am not feeling you. It's not that you're too nice. She's just not feeling you. That was just a nice way for her to tell you, because she couldn't think of anything else to say to articulate that, hey, I just don't like you.
The one time where I think that might be applicable, though, is when, like, on the recording that you just played, when they're able to just get walk all over you, make you do what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Then you could be too nice. But outside of that situation, I agree. Like, it's really, like, they just want to rock with you, and that's the simplest thing to say to get you out of their face.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
I know I have... You know, I'm trying to think of, have I been in a situation? I have. I have been in a situation where I met a guy who was just, he was a straight up pushover.
Yeah.
And actually, I was in a relationship with somebody I felt that way about. And over time, I was like, you know, it was hard for me to respect him.
Yeah.
Because everybody, like his friends, family, just walked all over him. He had no backbone. And I can't see myself having a future with somebody like that. You know, we have kids, and kids telling their father to shut up. That's not a good look. No. And you taking it. So, yeah, that's very unattractive to me. But in case you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I am your host, Miss Marie. Got a special guest in the studio by the name of Howard.
Hey.
Color Love. You know, Crimson and Cream. Every
yes,
girl's
sir.
Dream.
Yo, yo.
We are both the Crimson and Cream family. O-O-O-O-P. Ooh, my soul roars. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave.
Uh-oh.
Keep in mind that you can give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And also check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and relationship woes. And check out all the great content that we have on thisdateisover.com. Also, keep in mind that we are on the air each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. And you can also download the TuneIn app. TuneIn is one word. Search for The Flow DC. Add us to your favorites because we are the first station on the list. Now, as I said before, it's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And tonight's topic is you're not that nice. Because some of you guys really are not that nice. You think you're being nice, but you are really a pain in the ass. You're really annoying, and you don't know when to say no, or when to say when, I should say. You don't know when to let it go. If a person tells you that they are not interested, move on to the next. Understand that everybody is not going to like you, that you are not everyone's cup of tea, and that's fine, because you don't like everybody that you meet. That's the way of the world. You got to kiss a whole bunch of tadpoles before you get to your prince or princess. So that's just how life is. I think that a lot of us need to reevaluate the people that we are going after to see, like, okay, can I afford this person? Now, on a financial standpoint, like, am I able to provide them what they are looking for? Am I what they are looking for? Beyond just, you know, the character things. Like, do you have those physical attributes? Do you have your financial situation together? Do you have these ducks in a row? Do you look good? How are your teeth looking? You know, how is your attraction factor? Do you need a makeover? I'm thinking perhaps I might need one. Who knows? But do you have man boobs? That's not sexy. Are you a nuisance? You know, evaluate these character flaws that you might, you know, be ignoring. Just because someone doesn't want you does not mean they do not want a nice guy. You're just not the one for them. Now, I'm so sick of hearing guys say, well, oh, she must want a thug. She wants somebody to beat her. She wants this just because she doesn't want you. That's not necessarily the case. I don't know of any people, any women that I know of that say, you know what? I really want a man who's going to beat the crap out of me. I really want someone who's going to disrespect me and break my heart, make me cry. I want all of that. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't any truth to the statement that nice guys finish last, because I get it. You know, some nice guys and some nice women do finish last. And if you think about it, unfortunately, with the way that the world is, bad behavior gets rewarded. And, you know, think about it. You could be the straight A student. Your parents might say, oh, congratulations, good job. But your other sibling could be the troublemaker. He's always in and out of jail or in detention. So your parents are going to be more focused on that person who's doing bad versus who's doing good. And I think that translates over to, you know, nice guys and nice women. You know, we gravitate towards the squeaky wheel. You know, the not so nice guy or the hoe or the bad chick gets more attention because her body might be more exposed. She might be, you know, just overtly whorish. Can't think of anything else to say. I mean, she might be overtly whorish, and, you know, she gets rewarded for it because of what she's bringing to the table sexually. Superhead, she didn't win a Nobel Peace Prize, but everybody knows who the hell she is because she put out a book about giving head. Her bad behavior got rewarded. She was able to, you know, take her pillow talk and put it into a book and essentially, you know, rat out or... not dry snitch, but I don't even know what to say. She put everybody's business out on the street. So bad behavior gets rewarded, and it's no secret, which is very unfortunate. I've seen it in my own family. I have relatives who don't do a lot of good things, but yet they get all of the attention. I mean, when you do the right thing, people looking at you like you crazy. Like, oh, you a goody two shoes, you this, you that, because bad behavior gets rewarded. And unfortunately, a lot of nice guys and nice women, you know, are casualties of war because they get overlooked. But I think, as I've said it several times in the show, and I say it again, that people's tastes change over time. A lot of times we become so superficial when we're younger that we don't realize that we don't see the person's character. So once we get over and our palate matures, we can clearly see that, okay, this person is great for me because he or she has, you know, great sense of humor. They're educated. They have their stuff together. They're nice to me. They treat me well. They worship me, not in a godly sense, but in a sense that they, you know, they love me. They treat me right. So don't give up hope. Some nice guys and girls do finish last, and it's unfortunate that it seems to be a trend nowadays with a lot of hoes, quote unquote, getting married. And getting TV shows. Once again, bad behavior is getting rewarded. You look at this reality TV shows, what's being rewarded? The people who are acting a damn fool. Getting on tables, throwing bottles, fighting, men fighting, women fighting over men, men having multiple girlfriends, you know, wives and girlfriends. Like, that's cool. And unfortunately, a lot of people are impressionable. Although they say that they are not influenced by TV, there's so many people out there who are influenced by TV and everything they see on social media, and they think that stuff is cool, because if it wasn't, you wouldn't see half of these naked chicks on social media. You know, the women that are posting clothes, pictures, they get like 10 likes. Let a nipple show. 2 million. You got 100,000 followers. You catching the bus. But because you a hoe, or because you a dumbass dude flashing money, always popping bottles, everybody wants to be with you. But I'm rambling. That's Miss Marie's rant and rave. I'm gonna just cut it right there. As I said before, you know, some nice guys, yes, they do finish last, but and nice girls too. I think overall a lot more nice guys and nice girls are winning than not. I just think we have to do a better job of publicizing that nice guys and nice girls are winners. And I lost my train of thought because I had something else to add to that. Oh, nice guys don't finish last all the time.
Not all the time.
I think a lot of times it's lame guys. So you have to differentiate yourself. Am I a nice guy or am I lame? You know, women want nice guys. We don't want corny guys. So let that be known. We want nice guys. We don't want thugs. But we don't want you to be corny. We want you to be a man. Have some je ne sais quoi about you. We want you to have a presence. But anyways, I digress. Anything from you, Howard?
No, I mean, yeah, you covered it. You've touched on a lot of points that we've already talked about. Being a nice guy,
confidence,
those things go along with it, and you're not losing from being nice. You're losing from some other flaw, and you got to figure out what that is. And really, and it's that we said this last week. It's tough to hear. It's tough to have somebody come to you and tell you what's wrong with you. Mm-hmm. But you really got to be able to step back from it and say, okay.
Be receptive to hear that.
Exactly. Like, you got to be able to hear that and say, okay, what can I do? What do I see in me? What part of this is who I am, and what part of it is just a bad habit that's just something I do every now and then I don't think about? So once you can do that and you can become confident in who you are and what it is that you're looking for, then
somebody, stuff like that will start to roll off your back. Mm-hmm. You just be like, okay, I'm gonna move on to the next thing, and the next one, who's probably just as bad or better, mm-hmm. like, and maybe even better for you, is gonna feel you the same way. So it's gonna come around. I remember when I was young, I was going through these, I'm a nice guy and I finished last, nah, da, 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 this, that, and the third. But I was having grown women come to me like, yo, you got the things that grown women are looking for. Like, mm-hmm. right now, you're not getting it, but like...
You
and,
will.
And I'm winning right now. Right. So, I mean, it's a good time. And it's
patience.
Patience
is important.
And having that confidence to know who you are, what you're capable of, and who and what you're really truly looking for. So, yeah.
Another thing I want to point out is to guys, if you don't think you're winning right now, that is not an excuse for you to stop being nice.
Nope.
Don't use that, well, nice guys finish last, so I'm going to be an asshole. Don't use that approach.
But it works, though. No, that's the thing, though. Sometimes it works.
Bad behavior gets rewarded.
It does. I mean, I had a stint of that in undergrad, and I was like, I think I'm winning now, but back then, like, it was a great time. So,
were you winning in the long run?
No, not at all.
You're winning short term.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want long term gains, don't stop being a nice guy, and don't let that be an excuse for you to be an asshole, because it's not necessary. Don't let that change you from being, you know, who you are to the core. You know, like I said, women want a nice guy. I want a nice guy. I do.
But be a man too.
But be a man. You have to be a man. I want a man. I don't want a softie. I don't want somebody who lets their friends and family walk all over them. I don't want somebody who lets me walk all over them. That ain't sexy.
Yeah.
That ain't out.
You like to get put in your place sometimes? When you're doing too much.
Look.
Just when you're doing too much.
I know a man that gets with me is going to have a backbone. Because I can be opinionated.
Okay.
I have my moments. I'm a woman. I can be moody.
Uh-huh.
I can say some things sideways. So it's warranted. I know a man is going to have to be able to speak up for himself, because I'm a vocal person.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I'm not always right. I am, but I'm not.
but as a man, you gotta know how to do it.
That's the reality of the situation.
Yeah,
so yeah, I need someone who's gonna tell me, hey, you're tripping right now,
but,
or hey.
But don't be an asshole about it. Like,
right.
Do it the right way and be like, yo.
And call me out on my stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not perfect. I know that I'm not perfect. So I'm a realist. I know what my flaws are.
So some of them comments were about nice girls also losing. I don't understand that. Like, where is that happening?
If you look at TV.
I mean,
you know, if you look at what's on social media, because people are impressionable.
Yeah.
And if you constantly are beating this down our throats, you know, when you and I were coming up, there was more variety on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Reality TV did not rule the TV. Mm-hmm. It didn't rule the airwaves.
Yeah.
It was all about creativity.
Yeah.
We had Martin. We had Living Single. We had And Living Color. We had different shows, New York Undercover. So we had a more of a balance on television.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, it's all about reality TV, which is not reality.
At all.
You have these women who are pretty much selling their souls, women and men,
mm-hmm.
selling their souls to the devil just so they can get put on. And it's a double-edged sword, because, yeah, it's great that, you know, a lot more black people are getting put on. But look at the caliber of people
yeah.
who are getting put on.
And
you
overall,
have these horrible shows like Bad yeah. Girls Club
yeah.
where women are just fighting and just
yeah.
having random sex. And if you want to do that, that's your business. But why does it have to be on TV?
On television. And people are imitating that.
Right. Like, and then they see that these women are being rewarded for their bad behavior. Oh, this chick is a whore. She made a sex tape that she is selling. Although she has 3 or 4 kids, she has a sex tape that she is actively promoting,
mm-hmm.
and she's being rewarded with a reality TV show. So now she's making hundreds of thousands,
yeah.
possibly even millions of dollars
yeah.
for being a whore.
Yeah.
Then you have another woman who is, you know, side chick, getting all kinds of, I don't want to call them endorsements, because she ain't, you know, like no L'Oreal, but it might as well. Like, if you're getting these, you know, you're on the club flyers. Oh, so and so is going to be at the club tonight.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting paid to make appearances. You're getting paid $10,000 just to show up at a club.
Yeah.
You're getting in these you know, magazines, you know, bent over, and because you were a side chick and you were rewarded for being, you know, somebody's side chick,
yeah.
a mistress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happening more and more, and it's being shoved down our throats, and it breaks my heart as a woman to see that, because you're worth so much more.
Yeah.
But when you get this money being thrown at you, you're like, you know what? I'll compromise my self-worth.
We need
for this
more.
Money.
We need more positive views of women that are successful. Not just, oh, I'm doing well and I'm decent, but like you said, what we see on TV is people making
gobs of money.
Ridiculous amounts of money and not really having to do much and not with being no really substance. About anything. Yeah, exactly.
I'm making money because I slept yeah. with a rapper. Yeah. I'm making money because I slept with an athlete.
Yeah.
Which boggles my mind that these shows are called, they have wives in the title, yeah. when maybe 1% of the cast was ever married.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So because I was married to so-and-so and I was the one who got past security and had sex with them and had a child, yeah. now
but these are the extremes we're looking at. This is the extremes.
And these are women who, they have their own teams. Well, I'm Team Chrissy. I am Team, yeah. you know, I don't know.
Jocelyn.
I'm Team Mimi. Like, they have all these yeah. people who are Team this. They don't even, elections were last week.
Yeah.
They, half of them probably didn't even vote in the primaries. Anthony I voted.
Brown. Shout out to Anthony Brown.
Right.
Yeah. Good job, sir. Anyway.
But it's a lot of people who, I don't know, I need to shut it up because it's time for commercial. But that's how a lot of nice girls are finishing last, because a lot, they see a lot of whores, so to speak.
Coming up.
Or women who are of a lower caliber who are winning. And yeah. you're like, okay, I've spent all my time being a nice person. Yeah. I spent my time going to college and doing the right thing. But the only way that I'm going to be able to make it is if I sell my body. Mm-hmm. If I am half naked. If I'm sleeping with XYZ person.
That's the easy way.
And if I have weave all down my back. If I have this fake body, this fake booty, this fake boobs. Then I can finally make my mark and get a good man. But anyways, we got to go to commercials. So people right here on The Flow, that's rocktheflow.com. Give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. Make certain you follow me there. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wi-Fi.
Head back to the beginning of time. No, nothing, nowhere, or no one to find. We follow the moonlight, chase after the sun, searching for some peace of mind, searching for the silver light.
Chicago, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Understand that.
listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Here on The State Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and a lot of cases, the ugly. And tonight, we are talking about nice guys. But before we dive back into the topic, just heard music from Dwelle. The song was I Understand, because fellas, we want a man who understands us. And right before that was King from the Robert Glasper Black Radio Experience album. And the song was Move Love. And I can't wait for them to come out with their new stuff, because I love me some King, honey. I love me some King. But we got Howard in the studio. What's up, Howard?
Hey, what's going on?
Everything.
Everything is going on?
Everything is going on. Okay. 4th of July is coming up.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Plans. I don't even have a date, man. Damn it.
What do you mean? To watch the fireworks, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I'll find one, too.
I have a romantic date with my cousin. I think she and I are going to watch the fireworks
if anybody, together. Anybody needs a date for the 4th of July,
mm-hmm.
BakerMan1911, holla at me. Instagram. Come check me out.
You know what?
See what this is about. Maybe we can make a love connection or something. I'm open. I'm single. I'm with it.
When I was in Cancun last week, what a week before last, I was with one of my girlfriends, friend of the show, Sugar Bee. We had a good time. But it was a lot of people that were bunned up there. And somebody thought we were a couple. I was like, hey, hold up now. We are not together. But
as I sat
and thought about it, I was like, damn, B.
Maybe we should cuddle tonight.
No. I was just thinking, like, dang, these are some of the most romantic experiences I've ever had in my life. And I've had them with a chick.
Yeah.
You know, the sunset dinner.
Did you hold hands?
No. The dinner breakfast on the balcony of our room and going on to the beach and stuff. I'm like, damn, man. I've had romantic dates and crap, like the best dates I've had with women. What is up with that?
Maybe you need to switch teams.
No, I don't.
I'd say my best dates were also with women, so I can agree with you. I feel you.
I'm not into switching teams, so I would like to have those experiences with a man. You know, I'm all for, you know, sunset dinners, and that was awesome, by the way. And if you guys want to see the pictures from the trip, go to the Facebook page. I'm gonna post a YouTube link, because I had a mother effing blast. And the pictures were great, in my opinion, because I took them. But check them out. I'm going to post a link on the Facebook page momentarily. Okay. So check out my YouTube channel. And the latest video is Cancun, Mexico, June 2014. I'm about to post it right now on Facebook.com/ThisDateIsOver. I'm also going to post it on our ThisDateIsOver.com website. So check it out. But nice guys finishing last. I want to transition to nice girls. So, as I said before we went to break, we're talking about nice girls and how I feel that, you know, in some cases, nice women do finish last. And
if you say so, I don't mind.
And as we have discussed during the show, that bad behavior gets rewarded. So, what's your take on that, Howard?
Now, like I was saying earlier, like, we have two examples right now in the world. You get the extreme of the bad girls that are getting rewarded for being ridiculous, and then you have the Oprahs and Beyonce that are doing well.
Mm-hmm.
But those are very lofty, and people may not feel like that those goals are tangible. So they take the easy route. They're like, okay, well, this chick acting wild, getting bread, getting fame, getting all these things that I want right now, and that's the path of least resistance. So I'm gonna just imitate that and live that life. So
if Beyonce wasn't shaking her ass, do you think she would be where she is?
She got vocals. She's cute enough. And she got the vocal ability. I'm not gonna say that she's the best singer.
She definitely has sex appeal.
Yeah,
and she can definitely sing.
Yeah, she can.
Yeah.
So I think she would still be successful. There, it goes to a new level. I mean, especially with the subject matter that she's touching on. Like, she's gassing a lot of these joints out here right now. So people buy into it, and that builds upon her esteem and her success. So if she wasn't putting out the videos that go along with that, I feel like she'd still be up there, though.
Yeah,
so
she's selling that fantasy.
Yeah. Okay. And she got her crazy rich boo. Crazy
yes,
successful.
Does.
Top
yes,
of the
she
game.
Does.
But, and that's crazy, too. Like, that's another example of a nice dude. Jay-Z is a nice dude. Like, he's not out here doing all this wild stuff and being an asshole. And he got his girl.
That
he
we
locked
know
it
about.
Down. Oh, you're right. But he got his girl. He locked it down. He's got this reputation, thug life, and all that. But he's taking care of business. Like, that's a man. He's doing man things.
He's a reformed thug.
I mean, I don't know that man's life.
He used to sell drugs.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of
rapped about pushing weight.
Yeah, yeah. So just because you're a thug doesn't mean you're not a gentleman. Doesn't mean you're not this, that, and the third. Especially if you were doing it for the reasons that he sells that he was doing it for paying for food and getting his family into a new position. But if you're just out there doing
what
it
family?
Just to. I mean, his mom.
Before, oh, okay.
Back
you
in the
don't
day.
Have kids.
Yeah, no. But yeah, no. So that's my opinion on that. But yeah, I don't think nice girls, they're not really losing. The ones
think,
that choose
think,
to continue to be nice.
I think
nice,
a lot of women are losing overall because the state of black women is just, it's dreadful right now. And in the D.C. area or any major metropolitan area, the ratio is not in a woman's favor. The ratio is in a man's favor. So. If you have standards, like a woman, such as myself, a man is going to pass you up because he has to work for your affection. He has to work for your time. He has to put an effort, and he'll get with this chick over here. He can call her a bitch. He can treat her as such, and he will be winning because she will allow him to not be chivalrous.
Uh-huh.
She will allow him to not be respectful, not return her phone calls, not, you know, take her places nice. She will allow that, and she will get that man because, you know, he doesn't want to have to work and you know, have to deal with a woman that has standards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying it's always the case, but it's a
it does
seems
happen.
To be happening often in major metropolitan areas, especially in the DC area.
Yeah.
But we got to go to break once again, so keep it right here on the flow. Don't be shy. Give us a call, 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. Do you think that nice guys and nice girls are finishing last? Give us a call, 301-560-6992. And keep it right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on The Flow.
Sure that you just don't know, 'cause you're looking with your body, not your head. You're brilliant and beautiful, but they don't see it when they take you home, 'cause you're just another notch that's in their bed. I can be
You're listening to the State is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. I also got Howard in the studio. What's up, Howard?
What's going on, people?
And we're coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Make certain you check out The State is Over Radio every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Also, go to the website. Save us to your favorites. That's thisdateisover.com. thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and relationship woes. You can also keep in contact with me after the show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at dateisover. And also like our Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Because, you know, get social with me, honey. I'm sociable, kind of, sort of, maybe not really. Just a little bit. Just a tad.
We are here for you. We are here
just for you. Just a tad. I'm a tad bit social. But you just heard music from Eric Benet. The song was Pretty Baby. I love that song. Love that song by Eric Benet. Benet? Gave him a new last name. Benet. Is it Benet? Is it Benet?
Eric Benet.
Benet, whatever.
Benet's right.
Oh, okay. I had it right. My bad. But keep in mind, you can reach us in the studio. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. Tonight's topic is you're not that nice. Because I definitely get tired of hearing that nice guys finish last when it's coming from a guy who's really not that nice.
He's just whack.
His attraction factor is all the way down. And some guys don't realize that they are annoying. So I encourage you guys to stop hiding behind the, oh, I was just being nice, or but I'm a nice guy, and reconsider the introspection.
Yeah. Look at yourself, homie.
Look at yourself to see if you're nice or if you're really a nuisance. And focus your time, energy, and effort on somebody who really wants to be with you, who has a mutual attraction. Make sure that you're going after somebody who is actually attracted to you.
Yeah. I mean, initially, you're never going to know. But
right. I'm not saying don't try, there. But yeah. After you've been turned down a couple times with that person, you might want to leave it be.
I will say I have been successful after... I wouldn't say badgering, but after like badgering somebody for a little while, for like 6 months, and she was like, oh, okay. And then that lasted for like 3 years. So that worked out. I know it's a little warm in the studio tonight, but we getting it done.
Yeah, we getting it done. We surviving. I have on my beach clothes right now, so I am.
She's definitely wearing a bathing suit.
I really am. A bathing suit in the studio, and I will not be posting any pictures on Instagram.
Nope, I'm here though.
Not at all.
I'll let y'all. You want me to describe it? Let me. It's a
no.
Little, it's a little black number.
No, don't describe it. But I wrote a blog about this nice guy, a nuisance. Check it out. It's been featured on MissNixInTheMix.com, and that's MissNixInTheMix.com. So MissNixInTheMix.com. Shout out to Nicole for posting and reposting my blog about being a nice guy versus a nuisance. So check that out. Just Google nice guy or nuisance and you'll find the blog post. Very cool. Very cool. Because I wrote it. Even though you might not agree. Who cares? I agree. To a certain extent. But yeah. Whatever. Whatever. But going back to the nice girls. The nice women.
Okay.
Such as myself.
All right.
Why do you think some of the nice women are losing?
Well, like I said earlier, I don't really feel like there's that many nice women losing. But if I'm going to address the question, why would nice women be losing? I don't know. Are they whack in bed or something? I don't understand.
They could be.
That's probably
that could also
lot,
be a reason for nice guys losing. They're not getting in bed.
Oh,
I posted that on Instagram. It was hilarious. It says nice guys can't blank.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's not necessarily true. It's very funny, but it's not true. It was a t-shirt. I would love to have that t-shirt. It's hilarious. Although I could not wear that around my mom.
You can't wear that anywhere.
I know, right?
And be appropriate.
Yeah, you can't. But I think a lot of people are losing, men and women, is because they don't put themselves out there.
Okay.
Just like, you know, Leticia was saying.
She don't
She
go
said,
out.
Well, I don't really go out. And let me say that when I say going out, I don't mean going to the club.
Yeah.
There are plenty of places where you can meet other people.
Church.
And if you're not willing to put yourself out there, you can be as nice as you want to be. But if you're nice behind four walls, nobody knows you. If you're nice in the comfort of your own home and you just don't get out and talk to people, and if you are not willing to put yourself out there online to meet somebody, then I don't know what to tell you.
It's so ridiculous, like, people saying that in this area that they don't go out when there's so much to do. Not only free, matter of fact, we was talking about this last week.
Yeah, GregsListDC.com, honey. GregsListDC.com. Well, it shows you events that are free or damn near free.
Yeah.
You got Jazz in the Garden on, I think it's every Friday. Yep. I might go this Friday.
Matter of fact, on my Facebook, I just posted the calendar for every free movie on the mall and throughout the district that's going to be airing. Well, I think they show like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights and random places throughout the city. That's
okay.
A free little date. You can go see, matter of fact, I think they got, what's the name of that movie? Rocky. They got Rocky showing. They got all types of just random movies.
And there's so much you can do. Meet up. Hello.
People
and
all
that's
over
what I can
up.
Appreciate. Leticia, she came to the event because she found out about our meetup group. So that's how she came out. So she is taking those steps to actually meet people. But it's a lot of people who won't even do that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to. I don't know. I might meet some crazy people. Honey, you're going to meet crazy people regardless they online or in person.
Yep.
You got crazy people in your family. So it might be the crazy person in the mirror. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who really knows? But if you're not going to put yourself out there to actually be proactive about your love life, then don't expect any different results. So nice guy or nice girl, it doesn't matter. If you're not taking your romance and your love life into your own hands, then I don't know what to tell you.
People got to really figure out if that's what they want or not, because some people are out here maybe hurt from a last relationship, maybe jaded because they continue to meet kind of whack dudes or women or whatever. So I mean, you gotta again look at yourself and see where you stand, and then go out there when you're ready to, when you're in a position to. Like you said, you might have too many struggles.
Honey, you cannot have all these struggles. You can't. I don't care how nice you are, but if you are morbidly obese or like severely overweight, you have man boobs, or your stomach sticks out so far that you can't see your genitalia.
Oh.
Not saying that it's not people that aren't attracted to that, but think about it. If you don't carry yourself well, if you look unkempt, then
your prospects are kept.
Yeah, your prospects are going to be cut down. So be mindful of that. You know, be mindful of, you know, the women who don't wear heels, don't want to wear makeup. I love makeup. I'm not saying going around looking like a clown, because I'm still learning how to apply appropriately. But take some classes. You know, there are a lot of great makeup artists out here who will beat that face for $50, or who will show you how to be on for the face for a nominal fee. Or you can go to Sephora. Honey, I love Sephora because they will do it for free.
Oh, wow.
You can test all their products and get that face done for free. They have guest makeup artists that will come and do your face. I know, because I went when they had a woman that was, they were featuring Dior makeup, and I got my makeup done.
Why would you ever pay for it when you can go there for free?
Right. And if you go to the MAC counter, all you have to do is buy like $50 worth of products. You got the products, $50, and then they will do your face for you. Mm-hmm. Schedule an appointment. Hey, I'm going to go out with this guy or with my girls or XYZ time. Schedule that appointment, get that face done, and bada bing. And learn how to do it yourself. You don't have to come out looking like a model, but do something to add a little blush. I love lipstick, even though I'm not wearing it today, but I'm a lipstick junkie. So learn what works for you. If you want to do something that's going to bring out your eyes, you know, bring out and enhance those features that you are already blessed with.
Yeah, and men, go to the gym.
And men, go to the barbershop.
Do that as well. I mean, I cut my own hair.
Go to the barbershop or cut your own hair.
$20 a week.
Get a shape up of some sort. That attraction factor is important. And I think that's one of the main reasons a lot of people are losing. If you can't dress or you're not really into fashion, get a magazine. Consult with a magazine that will help you and send you on your way.
You got a homegirl or something that likes to dress somebody up, and she will put you in a good suit. She'll get you in some nice slacks and a button up.
Get your stuff tailored, honey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Make certain it fits you. Baggy suits are not the way to go. Suits with the tags on the sleeves, not the way to go.
Oh, man. I remember being young and having the little tag on my thing. Went to school with a suit on one day for something, and people were just like, what? What is this? What are you doing?
Oh,
like, I didn't know no better.
Poor thing. And fellas,
but I was a child.
Fellas, suspenders and belts, not at all. One or the other. One or the other. So get a magazine. Learn how to do what you need to do. You know, and you don't have to get the most expensive attire. You just look at what they have in these high fashion magazines. Go to K&G, go to Target, go to the thrift store. Figure out how you can freak it in your own way. But let me shut my mouth, because commercial break once again. So keep it right here on The Flow.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the Flow.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. Also got Howard in the studio. What's up, Howard?
What's going on?
Color Love, Crimson and Cream, mm-hmm. Every Girl's Dream, OOOOP.
Yo, yo.
Yeah. I'm going to leave my remarks. I'm not. You know, Kappas, y'all have not been my favorite. I'm going to just put that out there.
But then you met me.
But then I met Howard, and my life has been changed. I know I done changed. I know I done changed.
I change lives. I try.
I do what Howard I can. Is a life changer. But you just heard music from Joe. The song was Good Girls. Because we're talking about You're Not That Nice. You know, do nice guys finish last? Do nice girls finish last? And I want to end with the nice girls. You know, what do men really want a nice girl?
Yes. I mean, I think it goes back to that theory of a woman in the streets but a freak in the bed. Mm-hmm. Like, when we out and I want you to cook and clean, feed me at the house, and I want you to present yourself very well in front of other people, and I want to be able to take you to happy hours and formal events and out with the homies or whatever else.
Be versatile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then when we get back to where it's necessary, you can do what you need to do. So yes, I mean, we like nice girls. We like them to show out, and if I'm at the house with the homies watching a game or something, bring some beers down. Mm-hmm. Make some homemade guacamole or something, and some sandwiches. I like tacos myself. But I feel you. Yeah, we want that.
You know what? I make an open face guacamole sandwich. It sounds gross.
It doesn't.
With a poached egg on top.
Okay, now you're going a little
hot sauce. Oh. And Tabasco has a Chipotle hot sauce. Delicious.
Yeah. So,
and speaking of cooking, because I like to cook.
Stop.
So before I came to the studio tonight, I haven't been feeling well today. I had a really bad headache. It's finally gone away all of like 15 minutes ago. And I was trying not to be running late for the studio, but I don't like to pay for stuff if I can avoid it. If okay. I have food in my house, I need to cook. So okay. I made salmon. I made some seared salmon with a goat cheese sauce.
And guess what she brought to the studio? Nothing. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I made seared salmon with a goat cheese sauce, and I love me some damn goat cheese, honey.
Yeah.
With a sweet baked potato with, you know, garlic, salt, and pepper. But anyways, back to the topic, because we gotta go. Any final words, Howard?
Appreciate you having me again. Y'all hit up the Facebook page and let her know that I'm awesome and that you want me back, and I'll be here again.
Facebook.com/thisdateisover. Facebook.com/thisdateisover.
Check me out on Instagram, BakerMan1911. And let me know what's going on for the 4th of July. I'm trying to do something. I'm going to be in a city. I don't want to be at Haynes Point again. It wasn't a bad time a few years ago, but
I've never been there.
It's dope. Like, it's just, you just get out there, you ride on the water, you got a clear view of the fireworks. It's a good time. Just no alcohol permitted, so that's a bummer.
What I usually do, because I don't like crowds like that. I don't like to be in the traffic and whatnot. They do free fireworks at the University of Maryland, so I will go to the campus and watch them, you know, from there.
Uh-huh.
Ample parking, I get in, get out. So I think I'm going to go to Wine in the Woods on Friday with my cousin, and then she and
Where is that?
Huh?
Where is that?
Not Wine in the Woods, I'm sorry. Jazz on the Garden. I said Wine in the Woods.
Yeah.
Let me get my life together. It's still wine out there.
Yeah, it is.
But Jazz in the Garden with my cousin, since we are both dateless. And we will probably go check out the fireworks after.
Find us dates.
Yes, because we live close to each other.
Find us dates.
This would be my new website, findusdates.com. But any parting words for nice guys finish last?
Nah, I mean, just know yourself and know that somebody likes you for you, and just keep being you and wait for that person. And just because you're nice and they didn't like you don't mean you're not nice or
and
whatever.
Don't stop being nice. Just because somebody didn't say thank you because you held the door open does not mean you got to stop holding the door open for other people. So don't let, you know, some bad experiences spoil you from being nice. And the same goes for women, you know. Don't stop being nice. Continue to be you. Do what you have to do. And both men and women, make sure that you're doing what you have to do to put yourself in that position to find somebody. And remember, I know it's frustrating. I'm with you because I'm still single. So I know it's frustrating to, you know, constantly meet people that you don't necessarily mesh with, or maybe somebody has hurt your feelings. But you're going to kiss a lot of tadpoles before you get to that prince or princess. So keep that in mind. You just have to be patient, and you have to be willing to, you know, accept your flaws and be transparent. And also introspection is important. Can I speak tonight? No. Mm-mm. Hell no. But it's important, you know, evaluate what it is that you really want, make a list of what you are bringing to the table and make a list of what you want and what you don't want. And it's nothing wrong with being nice. Continue being nice. Continue to be that great person that you are. But make certain that you are exposing that great person. You can't just be in the house expecting somebody to knock on your door. Because that ain't where it's at. And make sure that you are actually a nice guy or a nice person. Because some of y'all think y'all nice, and you're really not. And other guys are saying that they're nice guys, but they're only nice to get what they want.
Yep.
A lot of guys know how to play that role, like, oh yeah, I'm being nice, but once you get what you want, he's out the door. Mm-hmm. So be mindful of that too. But don't stop being nice. Just make certain that you get that attraction factor up, and make sure you have good things going for yourself. You know, nobody wants a wallflower. You got to have confidence. People want somebody with confidence. They don't want somebody that's, you know, always in the background.
Yeah.
Have that. Don't be, you know, a doormat. I don't want a doormat, but hey, there's somebody for everybody, and there's definitely somebody out there for you. Just make sure that you are being your best you. And that's all I got to say about that, because our time is up. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate your support. Do me a favor and check out the website. Save us to your favorites, because it's my favorite website. It's called thisdateisover.com. Make sure you check out all the great programming on The Flow. That's on rocktheflow.com. And until we meet again, have a great and blessed week.
All right. Good night, people.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. I just posted the link to see the pictures from my trip to Cancun. Check it out. And
we're not going to get no laser tag pictures?
I tried to take some laser tag pictures. They didn't come out that great. I'm going to post what I have, but... Okay. Bear in mind that the pictures from Lake Tech were not that great because it was dark in there.
It was dark. It was
a
war.
Yeah, it was a war. But that's our time. Thank you, great people, for tuning in. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.